Welcome to the second episode of Diaries of a Broken Beauty. I'm so happy to be back up here podcasting. It's been quite a number of weeks. So much has transpired between December and now that we're in February, but I'm so happy to be back. I'm so grateful for all the positive feedback. I was able to launch the first item in my signature line of apparel for the ForeverGlam.com, and that's the Forever Glam Broken Beauty t-shirt, which can also be found on my website along with this podcast on theforeverglam.com. You guys have been so gracious and so supportive, and I'm so happy to share with you some things that I've learned over the past couple months. It has not been easy. I went through a job loss, a car accident, a hospital stay, but I'm here to tell about it, and I'm so happy that God has granted me another opportunity to share on my podcast. This particular episode, I really want to take a look at what's happening for 2020. And we know that everyone is, you know, hashtagging 2020 vision. It's a new year. It's a new me, which we hear very often when a new year starts. But for me, I'm just happy to have clarity and recovery and clearness of thought. And for me, that's a blessing. I have a hashtag 2020 vision as of yet. And I do think it's overall idea, concept is great. But I'm just grateful for what God has given me to share. And that's coming from Proverbs 16 and 9. And I'm not taking a text. I'm not trying to preach. But that text in particular says, a man's heart plans his ways, but it's God who orders his steps. And when I tell you, with everything that's been happening in my life and none of it being planned out, that scripture, I literally like researched that scripture almost daily, every other day, just to remind myself and get it in my spirit. A man's heart plans his ways, but God orders his steps. And I'm so grateful for God's word. And a lot of times we go through stuff and we don't know what to do. Anxiety sets in. I'm a worrier. I'm an overthinker. But I'm so grateful that we have God's word to turn to when things just go completely haywire. So for me, I'm a planner. Anybody who knows me knows I hate surprises. Don't pop up on me. Don't roll up on me without me knowing. I want to be able to control what goes on. And faith is not about that at all. Faith is the exact opposite. But I have reassurance with that particular passage because the Bible is telling us, like, literally plan your life. You know, and it says, you know, let your heart plan what it wants to plan. Have goals, have ambitions, have dreams. But the clause in all of this is remember that God is the one who orders your steps. So when everything has been falling apart for me, which it literally has, situations I cannot control, I planned for a lot of things to happen. It seems like every single one in all major areas of my life, relationship, job, car, finances, health, all of it I planned for and all of it fell apart. And I'm confident saying that I've planned my ways. I've, you know, had a 5-year plan. I have a 3-year plan. I have a year plan. But God needs to order those steps. You have to be ambitious. You have to be optimistic. You have to be a go-getter, especially a Black woman in America. But we have to realize that God has the ultimate say on what happens in our lives. And what I've learned through one situation in particular is when something was taken away from me, I had, just to give a quick synopsis, I bought a new car for my birthday in November. And on New Year's Day, while leaving watch night service in church, my brand new truck that was parked outside of the church was hit by a drunk driver. And I was so devastated and so upset. The car was parked. I wasn't in it. Could have lost my life, but I was crying over the car and not my life. God, I just bought this truck. This is my dream car. This is what I wanted. Love this car. Why would you allow something to happen to me? And I learned very quickly, and couple weeks later, I ended up getting a newer car, 3 years newer. I ended up getting the car I actually wanted to begin with, the color, everything I wanted, but I couldn't see when it happened past what was taken away from me. And after everything calmed down and I'm sitting in awe at what God had done and replaced what I lost with something 10 times better, that scripture came up in my spirit again. A man plans his ways, but it's God who orders his steps. And that's my mantra for 2020. 2020 vision is lit. 2020 vision is dope. 2020 vision is a great hashtag to live by, but what I'm living by, my heart can plan its ways, but God, you order my steps. And God showed me through that situation. We cry over things that we've lost, not realizing that God is really in control. And not only did he give me what my heart desired most, but he upgraded me where I'm paying less for this new truck than I was for the other truck. It is just amazing to sit back and think about the times I just sat and cried because I lost a truck. And not only because I lost it, but the way I thought I was going to get a new one did not work out to my advantage. It did not work out the way I thought it was. The path I thought was going to lead me to a brand new car still hasn't worked out. That situation is still trying to work itself out. God had a whole nother plan. So when you start to realize that you can plan your way, but God ultimately has ordered your steps, you're able to sleep at night. I am such a worrier. Anyone who knows me knows I am such a worrier. But I'm able to be at ease with that situation that just happened. God has proven himself again. You can plan and plan your life and, you know, have ambitions and dreams, but just know I'm ordering your steps. So I don't want to make this a super long podcast, but I think it's very important to know that we should plan our lives and we should have goals, but just know God has to have the final say-so. And whether we accept that truth or not, he's going to have the final say-so. But when you understand that, hey, if this didn't happen, God has something better. And there's a lot of things in my life right now that's going on, and I don't quite understand them, but I have such reassurance knowing God got this. There's another scripture that says, I know the plans that I have for you. And that's another big new year, new me scripture people love. I know the plans I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And it's true, but the scripture never said, you know the thoughts I have for you. He doesn't have to share his thoughts with us. And I tell God in prayer daily, God, as long as you know the thoughts, I don't have to know them. But as long as you know the thoughts for me, I don't have to know them. I'm just trusting and believing that while I plan my life and while I plan my steps, you're ordering my steps each and every part of the way. I can plan it, but if you say detour, then it's detour. And that has helped my issue with faith. I think as believers, we don't want to admit that we have issues with faith. And I will be the first to admit, I have trust issues with faith. Me and faith have a love-hate relationship, and it's because I always have the need to know what's going to happen next. But I'm so grateful to God that when I don't know what's next and when I can't understand what's happening, he has allowed me the opportunity to just lean and rest in him. So it has caused my faith in 2020 to times by a million, and I still have a lot, and people keep saying to me, sis, I don't know how you dealing with all this stuff. My health, like I said, I lost my job 2 weeks before Christmas. My new truck was totaled. It seemed like everything that could fall apart. Matters of the heart, relationship I thought I wanted to be in, I needed to be in. But God has shown me what I have planned for you is 10 times more blows your mind. And I said in the last podcast, we want God to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. However, when he does exceeding or starts moving exceeding, and exceeding is not on our agenda of our to-do list, we lose faith and we fall apart. But I'm grateful that God is doing exceeding abundantly, and he knows the plans he has for me. Even if I don't know them, as long as he knows them, then I'm okay. So I just want to encourage everyone, read Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his ways, but God orders his steps. And that's so deep. And I think when we can get to that place in faith and get to that place in relationship, that no matter what goes wrong and what falls apart, we know that God is indeed in control. So that's all I really want to say on this podcast. It's a tad longer than the last one, but I'm watching my life unfold the way God planned it. And it took 35 years to come to this conclusion, but I'm so happy that now I can understand why things don't necessarily go the way that I planned them to, because God always has a plan. So keep me lifted in your prayers. Stay encouraged, family, and just know that whatever it is that you're seeking God for, keep planning your life, keep following your dreams, keep letting your heart lead, but understand God does have a plan. Again, I encourage you to check out my website, theforeverglam.com. I'm at theforeverglam on Facebook and on Instagram. And there you'll find a series of my blogs that I was doing before I started podcasting. You'll find my podcast, and you'll also find my newest line of apparel. in the Forever Glam line, which is Broken Beauty. And those shirts have been hot off the press, flying off the shelves. People are buying and people are supporting, and I really appreciate it. One more thing before I close this second podcast, I really want to encourage everyone to read and to get information by reading and get information by filling your mind and your heart with positivity. Read books, read commentaries, read the scriptures, read God's word, and build your mind up. And right now I'm recovering from a hospital stay, and I'm not very mobile right now, but I will tell you, there's a book out right now called Framing Your World Against All Odds, as written by Gerald Smith Jr. This book is found on Amazon. The book is somewhere around $11, and I will tell you, I just started reading it. And while I'm home recovering, I'm just building my faith and shaping my world literally around this amazing book. Again, the book is called Framing Your World Against All Odds by Gerald Smith Jr. I've known Gerald for a couple years now. And I'm so proud of the man that he's becoming. And I'm so proud of his confidence and what God has placed in him. And he's written this book. And it really talks about the controversy, which is so deep, between our faith and how we apply faith. And as I'm building my faith and understanding how things work with faith, this book, and I just started reading it, but this book has given me so many useful tools that I've been filling my heart and mind with to help me stay focused on faith. Bible says the just shall live by faith. But a lot of times our faith needs to be built up by reading God's word, by reading commentaries, by just exercising those faith muscles that we forget that we have. So I need all of you who have access to Amazon, who love to read, who want to take faith to the next level in 2022, please go get this book. When I tell you, without this book right now, I don't know if I would experience the level of faith I have now without reading and getting some of this great information. Again, the book is called Framing Your World Against All Odds by Gerald Smith Jr. This book can be found on Amazon. I'm telling you, this book really bless you. And what I'm going to do is my next podcast, after I've been able to delve in a little bit deeper on this new book that I have, I'm gonna just share with you some golden nuggets from this book. I'm also going to, I'm working on trying to get Gerald Smith Jr., who is the author of this amazing book, get him on my podcast, because as we're building from broken, as we're changing the conversation behind broken and becoming beautiful and becoming everything God wants us to be, we do need, you know, some expertise on the subject of faith and healing. So again, please, please go support my brother, Framing Your World Against All Odds by Gerald Smith Jr. This book is amazing. Like I said, it's definitely a page turner. I'm home recovering. I have my foot up, but this book it goes everywhere with me. And when I have a few moments, I take a couple minutes and just read some snippets and read some, you know, golden nuggets of information. So I need you guys to check this book out, check out the website, and please drop a line, share what you're feeling, share your thoughts. Read Proverbs 16:9 and tell me what you're thinking about it. A man's heart plans his ways, but it's God who orders his steps. So don't forget to let him order your steps in 2020. Yes, have your vision, but also have a ready mind and let God order your steps. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.